Father.
And our ministry wouldn't be at the scope that it is today without years and years and years of Catholic radio broadcasting about our message, about our projects and our activities. And one thing people might want to do is, and they can do this purely privately between them and God, but to dedicate their donation to the Catholic radio to a particular person, maybe who's had an abortion and needs healing, to a particular baby that was either saved or lost to abortion, or to a particular individual that they want to pray for in the midst of all this, and to say, Lord, you know, in the name of that child who could not speak for him or herself, I want to make this pledge, I want to make this donation to get the word out there. And that would be a beautiful spiritual thing to do, just like many people spiritually adopt these babies, or people have masses said for individuals. So also you can take a step like this, make a sacrificial gift, and say to the Lord, Lord, please receive this sacrifice in the name of this particular person or this particular child.
That's a great idea.
877-288-1077, 877-288-1077. Father, thanks again. Check Father Frank's work out at priestforlife.org. Okay, we'll talk to you then. Safe travels.
Bless you both.
Okay.
God bless.
Thanks,
okay.
Father.
This is full-time Catholic radio for Southeast Michigan, 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit.
We're going back in time. To learn and grow from Ave Maria Radio.
And I just heard that Bill Donahue is with us. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Very good, very good.
Bill, Teresa Tomeo here. Good to have you. Thanks for all the work that you're doing. Thanks for supporting us. Greatly appreciate it.
Oh, listen, what you guys are doing is so important. You know, people think, well, in this Internet age, we can get all the news we want from all these multiple sources. You can, but how often are you going to get something which is inspiring and accurate and will also be grounded in your faith? And what, so what you're doing is something that, sure, you've got a lot of competition out there, but most of the competition tends to be a very secular orientation, and that's okay as long as it's legitimate. But if you really want to have a Catholic-informed conscience, and I think that's critical for any adult Catholic, you really have to do more than just simply dabble around the Internet. You've got to turn into the kind of radio shows that you guys have been doing all these years.
Let me give out the phone number. We're talking with Bill Donahue from the Catholic League, Teresa Tomeo and Al Cresta, 877-288-1077.
Bill, I want to also compliment you. I mean, I don't know how many things show up in my inbox every day. One of the very few things I read every day is from the Catholic League. Whenever, because they're short, they're pointed,
yes,
and they're clear.
Yes.
And I want to thank you so much for what you do with these press, these news releases. They're very helpful.
You know, I really appreciate that, but of course I hope the listeners understand that unless there are people like you and Teresa out there to disseminate and to get the word out and to inform people so they do have a Catholic-informed conscience, then the work is not going to get done. And the more people understand this, because there's a lot of people in the media who don't like us, let's face it.
Right.
And it's not in their interest to tell the truth about what is going on. So unless we have all, you know, this is one kind of alternative lifestyle I do like. How's that, folks, right? We are an alternative. You guys are an alternative to the secular media. And the secular media, much of it is very good. But much of it is not, and it's become politically correct, and certainly it's politically correct to attack the Catholic faith these days. And unless we stand up and be counted, I don't care if it's just a letter to the editor. The listeners have to understand, get your information from your station, and then act on it. That's why it's so important.
Yeah.
The number is 1-877-288-1077. That's 1-877-288-1077. And, Bill, I want to thank you so much
for
being with us. And, again, I don't know. I can't say enough about the work you do.
The listeners make their contributions, because Ave Maria is absolutely critical to the culture, particularly given the way things are changing and not moving the right way. So God bless you both.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. God bless.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In honor of 70 degrees, I guess, in April, mid-April, we can do it.
We can.
Yeah. Also, in honor of my wife's birthday tomorrow. So I just threw that in there because I haven't bought her a gift yet. And so at least I can say we played music for you.
That probably is not going to cut it out.
That's not going to cut it.
No.
Right. Right. No, she's not 70. No. All right. Here's some good news. Algerian martyrs to be beatified in Iran this year. I hope you had a chance to see that movie years ago, Of Gods and Men. It was the story of the French Trappist monks in Algeria who were martyred in that country back in 1996. And it's an incredible story. There's not only, of course, the film, but there are a number of books associated with it, too. It's a... Christian in America... if I could get every American to sit down for 2 hours and view this film, I think they would learn a tremendous amount about how those who are following Jesus love their enemies, even to the point of death. And I think it would clear up misunderstandings. I think it would also give us legitimate warnings about the dangers of jihad. But the good news is that the beatification will take place soon, in a few months, in Iran. Now, this was just announced. This is the first time I've heard it. Catholic News Agency released this about 4 o'clock. What is the time? Yeah, just about 10 minutes ago. So it's the first time I've seen it. And the Algerian government has approved the holding of a beatification mass in Iran for 7 French Trappist monks who were martyred in the country in 1996. Again, this is there's a French wire service that released this information. It was picked up in the United States by Catholic News Agency. In January, Pope Francis had authorized the Congregation for the Causes of the Saints to recognize the martyrdom of Pierre Clavier and his 18 companions, men and women religious, who were killed in hatred of the faith in Algeria between 1994 and 96. Clavier was a French Algerian. He was the Bishop of Iran from 1981 until his martyrdom in 96. And he and his companions were killed during the Algerian Civil War by Islamists. And the best known of his companions were those 7 monks of Tiberine who were kidnapped from their Trappist monastery in March of 96. And they were kept as a bartering chip. They were trying to, the Islamists were trying to procure the release of their imprisoned members of their group, the Armed Islamic Group of Algeria. And they ended up killing these monks. The story was dramatized in the 2010 French film Of Gods and Men, which won the Grand Prix at the Cannes Film Festival. But if you've never seen the film, go out of your way to see it. It's professionally done. It is not your type of Hollywood blockbuster with all kinds of effects and all that. But it is an extraordinary drama, and so I would urge you to watch it. And I'm glad to hear that the Algerian martyrs will be beatified in Oran this year.
So, Al, this is day 4 of Ave Maria Radio's spring membership drive.
Yes,
We'd love to hear from you. Our goal this hour is $3,850, and we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 877-288-1077 or go to AveMariaRadio.net.
And in just a few minutes, Tom, we're going to be posting the countdown schedule through tomorrow, the amount of dollars that remain. So it's going to be in the area of $120,000 that we're going to have to begin counting down.
Okay.
In other words, we're not going to do it hour by hour anymore. We're doing one number, counting it down hour after hour. So we'll start somewhere around $120,000.
Okay.
So,
well, I got a couple of thank yous here.
Let's do the thank yous right now, and we'll get those numbers up.
Okay. Sean and Brian from Midland, thank you so much for your one-time gift up there in 1440 AM. And Kevin from White Lake, Michigan, made Nice gift online. Thank you so much. And Marcy from Livonia, a member of St. Mary's Parish, made a monthly gift. Thank you so much. So, Al, we're down to $2,475
in this hour. Very good.
So we're working on that. We've heard from people in 25 different states, Puerto Rico, three provinces in Canada.
Nice.
We'd love to hear from you. We know there's people listening all over the world.
Yeah, and this is, become a partner with us in this. $5 a month, $10, $15, $20, one-time gift. Look, it's easy to get on board in this work of the new evangelization. When you become a donor, you're not just a cash contributor. You actually are regarded here as a partner in the ministry. And so we're making available an online magazine for all of our partners called Do Fall, and it'll be coming out in the next month or so. It'll keep you informed of what's happening at Ave Maria Radio. It'll introduce you to the personnel here, not just the online, you know, on-air people, but all the people who really allow the on-air people to do their job. We, Teresa, myself, Greg and Lisa, Ray, Sandra McDevitt, Sister Ann, Peter, we could never do what we're doing without 15 other people who are maintaining all the equipment, who are programming the computers, who are ensuring that all of the FCC regulations are met. So much that goes on behind the scenes. And we want to bring lift the curtain a bit and let you see that with the new online magazine, Do Fall. That's coming out soon. But whether you've come in here at $5 a month, $10 a month, you're going to get that. You're going to also receive
The Father John Ricardo DVD.
Rosary.
Yes.
Encouraging devotional life. Father John's, it's a DVD, not a CD. Father John does a great job of reflections on the mysteries of the Rosary. And we've also added some beautiful imagery to help you not just, quote, get through your Rosary, but to use the Rosary as a way to enter more deeply into the mystery of Christ's life, especially seen through the eyes of his mother. So give us a call now, 1-877-288-1077. If we go to $20 a month, we also have a wonderful book called Life Everlasting by Gary Jansen, who's an editor at Penguin Random House and an author in his own right. He worked recently with Pope Francis on the book Our Father, also with Bishop Barron on his most recent book. And Gary has given us a book, Life Everlasting, which is an overview of the mysteries involved in Catholic devotion. So for $20 a month, we include that, along with Father John's DVD, along with the bumper stickers and the bags that are available. So give us a call now. I didn't hear the phone ring in the last few minutes here. So
877-288-1077. Again, that number, 877-288-1077, or go to AveMariaRadio.net and click on Donate, or go to the Ave Maria app on your phone on the right-hand side, the third button down, and click on Donate. It's that easy. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us your story about what Ave Maria Radio has done in your life.
One of the things we love doing here, and this really does go back to something I personally always love doing, and that is sharing things that I've discovered. I ran bookstores for many years, as you know. And I'll tell you, one of the things I loved doing most was what we used to call book counseling. And that is to come across, customers would come in the store, they'd talk about what they're going through, and we'd try to find the books that met the particular needs that people had. Sometimes there'd be books on, family and marriage counseling. Sometimes there'd be books on understanding Scripture and Bible commentary. But I always loved making sure that we were presenting what you wanted, what you needed to grow in Christ. And that's what we try to do at Ave Maria Radio. That's why we're always open to hearing from you as to what might work, what you like, what you don't like. We can't meet every need, obviously. We've only got 24 hours in the day. But we do listen carefully to your concerns. So, again, when you do call right now at 1-877-288-1077. That's 1-877-288-1077. And make your commitment of $5 a month or $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever, or one-time gift. Then also let us know what you like. And we don't mind hearing what you don't like either. So do call 1-877-288-1077 and make that pledge, or go to AveMariaRadio.net. So I was saying, one of the things I like doing is laying out information and just connecting people with resources. I mentioned earlier the Algerian martyrs who are going to be beatified in Doran this year. And the story, the best way to get a feel for what this is about is the document. It's actually not a documentary film. It's a feature. It's kind of a biopic. It's the film Of Gods and Men. Of Gods and Men. It was a 2010 French film. It won the Grand Prix at the Cannes Film Festival. And I've seen it, at least two times all the way through. I think two and a half times, actually. I love it. I try to watch it every year or two because once I discovered it, I found myself identifying with the particular monks. And each time I watch it, I find myself gravitating to one monk or the other. It's similar to watching the movie The Mission, which stars Jeremy Irons and Robert De Niro. If those of you who know the movie know full well what I'm talking about. If you've seen the movie a few times, you end up identifying. First of all, I think you identify with the priest, Jeremy Irons, and his carrying the Eucharist into conflict. But then you might identify with Robert De Niro, who's kind of the liberationist, who's not going to put up with this injustice anymore. And then another time you might identify with the papal legate, who has the difficult task of closing down the mission. That's one reason I love this movie, Of Gods and Men, because you find yourself getting it. The spiritual process that each of these monks are going through as they consider the prospect, the very real prospect, of a near martyrdom. So here's the number, 1-877-288-1077. That's 1-877-288-1077. I'm Al Cresta. We were hearing phone calls there, Tom.
We were
hearing phone calls, and right now we're waiting for the new number to come up. All right, we now have the number for the remainder of the drive.
And we're going to do a countdown right now.
We're
going
to do a countdown from this number. This is the first time we've done the total number for the remainder of the drive. What we have before us right now is the goal right up through Friday, 7 o'clock. The goal is $119,980,000. And some devilish 93 cents there, I think.
I don't know where that comes from either. It's Mike.
All right. Mike's pulling our leg.
So $119,980.93. That's our goal. When the drive ends tomorrow at 7 p.m., that's where we got to be at.
That's right. So we've got to chip away at this right now. In the past, we've sometimes started this on Wednesday night, but we wanted to stay with the hourly goals because we were meeting them pretty regularly, and we wanted to postpone laying out the big number as late as we could, and I think this is about as late as we can do it, 4 o'clock on Thursday. So, do you hear what I said? Yeah, $119,980. It's a lot of money.
Whatever part you can play, it could be a $5 a month gift, $25 a month. Maybe it's a one-time gift of $1,000, which is just $83 a month. Whatever the Lord is calling you to support your radio station, become a member of the family here at Ave Maria Radio. Give us a call, 877-288-1077. Again, that number, 877-288-1077.
And what do the lines look like there, Tom? Can you see?
Right now we've got about five or six lines open and people waiting. So
you're able to
get ready
through.
To go.
We got great volunteers sitting at their they look like happy people.
They are, and a lot of people, Al, took time off work to come here and volunteer. That's how much it means to them.
Yeah.
I mean, that says it all when you see somebody take a half a vacation day so they can come in and answer phones.
It's humbling. It really is humbling to see the cooperation between Catholics. Those who feel invested. This is their part. They are partners in this work of the new evangelization. It's not just a radio station. It's an ongoing mission. We're fulfilling the missionary mandate of the church, and it's great to have such cooperation. Let's continue it on the phone lines as well. 1-877-288-1077. That's 1-877-288-1077. 1077.
And you know, Al, it reminds me in the readings this week from the Acts of the Apostles when I believe it was Tobias, I'm not positive, sold his property and brought the money and put it at the feet of the disciples. Use this. Use this for the church.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's the same thing when you call up and make your pledge of support here at Avi Maria Radio. You become a member of the family and you're a part of this because this is far-reaching. All of the content that's created here, all of the programming is shared through the EWTN radio network. And that's why Catholic Radio is growing and flourishing is because it's given to them free of charge. And you're a part of this mission. So give us a call, 877-288-1077. Again, 877-288-1077 or go to AveMariaRadio.net.
One of my favorite people in Washington, D.C. is a researcher and a fellow at the Heritage Foundation. We interview him every few years. His name is Patrick Fagan. And every time Patrick publishes something, I know it's going to be worth looking at. And I just came across an older study that he did, but it's worth bringing up because it's still relevant today. But this is a study he did on the impact of religious practice on social stability. So remember what I like to say, build the church and you will bless the nation and the nations, but you have to really build the church. And in this study, Pat Fagan comes across, I'll give you the summary here. A steadily growing body of evidence from the social sciences demonstrates that regular religious practice benefits individuals, families, and communities, and thus the nation as a whole. Policymakers at the federal, state, and local levels should therefore encourage an environment in which religious institutions and organizations can thrive and citizens can actively practice their faith. Now, this is one of the problems that the Obama administration had. They didn't seem to really get this, and they tried on at least two occasions to interfere with the free activities of various religious institutions and organizations. This has happened before with other. It's just that the Obama administration overreached more than any previous administration. But build the church, and you will end up blessing the nations. Again, the key takeaway from this study, religious practice promotes the well-being of individuals, families, and the community. Far from shielding the American people from religious influence, the founding fathers of the United of America promoted the freedom of religion and praised the benefits that it brings to society, and legislators should seek constitutionally appropriate ways to explore the impact of religious practice on society and, where appropriate, recognize its role. This is a very rich study from the Heritage Foundation. But it goes again to what's the connection here between our work of calling people to be followers of Jesus and to become baptized into Christ, be members of his body, the church, and also remain citizens of the United States of America. Well, this, again, what we well know from the social sciences is that if you are building the church, if you are organizing your life around the imitation of Christ, if you are developing a Catholic way of life for you and your family, you will eventually be thinking as a Catholic in every sphere of life: sports, entertainment, business, law, medicine, the arts, the sciences. And what that means is, goes right back, if we build the church, we will bless the nations. So give us a call now. We started out with $119,980 to go to the end of day tomorrow. And I'm looking here. Looks like we've had a little bit of movement, Tom.
We do. Yeah. I got a couple of thank yous here, and let's see how we're doing on that total, Al. I'd like to thank Diane from Northville. Thank you so much for your pledge. I'd like to thank Mary Jane from Malvern, New York. Thank you so much, Mary Jane. She goes to Our Lady of Lourdes Church. That's her parish. I'd also like to thank Carol from Attica, and she made a pledge in honor of her sister, Jody, and she's asking for prayers for the repose of her soul of her sister, Jody. So we will do
Jody,
that.
Jody, huh? Okay.
Thank you, Carol.
Can you pass that to me? I want to just jot that down.
Sure, and thanks. I'd also like to thank Peggy from Denver, Colorado, made a pledge online. Thank you so much, Peggy. Now, that gets our goal down to our goal remaining through tomorrow evening, $118,715.93. We're knocking it down. So give us a call, 877
877-288-1077. Again, that number, 877-288-1077, or go to AveMariaRadio.net. Our day-and-a-half goal here now, by the end of business tomorrow at 7 o'clock, is $118,715.93. Maybe you can do something for us on that $715. Even if you can do $5 a month, we would love to hear from you. For $5 a month, you will receive the new Father John Ricardo DVD on Praying the Mysteries of the Rosary. He does beautiful meditations before each mystery, beautiful artworks to take you into the mystery. So if you'd love to pray the Rosary with Father John Ricardo, just call up and make a pledge of any amount, even $5 a month. Also, you'll get signed up for the new e-magazine called Dewfall. What Dewfall is, it's going to take you behind the scenes here at Ave Maria, get to meet some of the personnel, some of the volunteers, talk about future programs. It's going to give you exclusive access to videos and some of the things that have taken place, some of the interviews. So all that for as little as $5 a month. But we can't do it without hearing from you, and we'd love for you to come and be a member of the family here at Ave Maria Radio, 877-288-1077. Again, that number, 877-288-1077, or go to AveMariaRadio.net. And you're not going to want to go away, because at the top of the hour, we're going to have Father John Ricardo joining us.
Yes,
talking
that's
with
right.
Al. Yeah. So tell your neighbors and friends, tune in, because this is an important part of our goal. We got $118,000 left to our goal at the end of tomorrow evening, and we'd love for you to be a part of that. So give us a call.
Father John, about 2 years ago now, I think, he was talking to the Archbishop, and he was saying, you know, I'm hearing from people say things like, I want more. I want more of the Christian life. I want more of what God has for me. How do I find lasting happiness? Why am I here? I mean, the big questions. Who am I? Where am I? What's wrong with this place? And what do I do to fix it? And so he was discussing this problem with Archbishop Vigneron, and he wanted to do something a little bit different during Mass in the parish. And so people had told him repeatedly that they didn't know the scriptures very well. And so he knew that if you don't know the biblical story, if you don't know the macro narrative, Genesis to Revelation, the storyline of creation, fall, redemption, and then consummation, if you don't know that, if you don't know the stages of salvation history, it's very difficult. If you don't get the story, it's very difficult to get excited about the commandments. It's very difficult. If you don't know what God has done on your behalf, it's very difficult to motivate yourself for obedience. If you don't understand the nature of God's covenantal love and faithfulness, it's difficult to respond with the robust enthusiasm that we should. And so he thought he would like to show the narrative arc of Scripture, how it moves from creation to consummation. And Archbishop Vigneron said he could try and create a teaching series like that, which could be used as the homily over a period of I don't know how many weeks, but it went on for many weeks. And the series got the name Rerouting. And it's a proclamation of what the Church calls the kerygma. Kerygma is the Greek word that refers to the proclamation of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Now, you can't really get the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus unless you see it in the context of that whole story, beginning with creation and fall and the history of Israel and climaxing in the coming of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus, and his return at the end of history. The first Christians got the story. They walked with Jesus, they ate with Jesus, they saw him heal the lepers and the blind and raise Lazarus from the dead. And they were there when he was crucified. They were there to receive the Holy Spirit when the Spirit was poured out on Pentecost. And they were there to begin proclaiming that gospel, that good news of what God had accomplished, the announcement, the proclamation. It was a story, it's a message, it's good news. Kind of sanctified journalism there, as the apostles were. And in pronouncing the good news, you actually transform the listener. You're not just passing along data. The proclamation of the gospel changes lives. It's not just informative, it's performative. It's transformative. So Father John's going to be with me in the second hour to talk about rerouting, finding our way back to God and His church. And rerouting is just one phrase that helps identify this whole process of getting on the highway and finding our way back to Christ and His church. So that's coming up in the next hour. I did have something here I wanted to share with you from the New York Times, actually. Nicholas Kristof is a columnist who I've read for years. Not one of my I have to confess, he's not been one of my favorites. And at times I thought he was gross, just unnecessarily hostile to a Christian impulse. But here's a story from the Nuba Mountains in Sudan. And this is how he begins this story. This is just goes back a few years now in the New York Times. There's a reason I'm reaching back to this. There's a new documentary coming up that I want to tell you about. But in the Nuba Mountains in Sudan a few years ago, this is what he wrote. If you subscribe to the caricature of devout religious believers as mostly sanctimonious hypocrites, the kind who rake in cash and care about human life only when it is unborn, come visit the doctor here, end quote. You can hear by his opening that he doesn't really have much personal contact with authentic believers, or even authentic pro-life people. But that's the way he begins it. Nevertheless, okay, so he's outside the community. He's subject to all kinds of caricatures, but at least he's listening. He's open. His eyes are open. And he's talking here about Dr. Tom Katina. NationalGeographic.com has been reporting on Dr. Tom. At that time, Katina was 51 years old. That's just a few years ago, so he must be in his mid-50s now. He's a Catholic missionary from Amsterdam, New York. He's the only doctor at the 435-bed Mother of Mercy Hospital in the Nuba Mountains in the far south of Sudan. And for that matter, he's the only doctor permanently based in the Nuba Mountains. And they've got a population there of 500,000 people, and the only doctor is a Catholic missionary. Just about every day, the Sudanese government is dropping bombs or shells on the civilians in the Nuba Mountains. It's a part of a scorched earth strategy that they're employing. They want to defeat an armed rebellion there. And the United States has been ignoring what's happening. And so it's left to people like this Catholic missionary, Tom Katina. Dr. Tom, as he's universally known there, and he's there prying shrapnel from women's flesh. He's amputating the limbs of children. He's delivering babies and removing appendices. And he does all of this off the grid, without running water, without a telephone, without so much as an X-ray machine. He's under constant threat of bombing. And in fact, they've dropped 11 bombs on his hospital grounds. And for the first time, he's now, well, this is just about 3 years old. At that time, he was able to dig a fresh pit for an outhouse, for heaven's sakes. And what's going on there is a man who's imitating the Lord Jesus. He's alone. He's without the conveniences of modern medicine or society. We tried to reach him a few months ago, and we actually reached him. We want to do the interview. Unfortunately, the connections were so bad that we were unable to conduct an airworthy interview with Dr. Tom. But I did want to bring this up because there's going to be a new documentary about his work coming out, and we're going to be promoting it here, but. That's not the first reason I wanted to bring this up. The first reason I wanted to bring it up is because this columnist, Nicholas Kristof, heads his column with the headline, "He's Jesus Christ." Referring, of course, to Dr. Tom Katina. He's Jesus Christ. For this unbeliever, for this secular-minded fellow, for this fellow who's filled with all kinds of caricatures of what Christianity is. He sees the Lord Jesus at work in the life of this Catholic missionary doctor. My point is, it makes a difference that we not only do good works, but that we identify ourselves as disciples. And what Christoph sees here is not just a good secular humanist with a love of people. What he sees here is a disciple of the crucified Messiah operating without any of the standard benefits of church or state to do the work of mercy that he's offering to the people of Sudan. All right. I don't know if you've heard this story before about Dr. Tom Katina. We've had listeners bring it up and actually recommend him as one of their heroes when we've done surveys in the past. But I just came across this column today. I wanted to share it with you and say, those are the kind of stories we love to tell. Yeah, these are much more, to me, this is much more effective ways of bearing witness than us having to critique what's going on in Hollywood or Wall Street or Washington. I'd rather show Jesus at work in the lives of people like Dr. Tom. That's what we like to do. If you like it, call us and say you want to be a partner in helping to promote this kind of ministry. 1-877-288-1077. 1-877-288-1077. And, you know, for a commitment of a partnership commitment, a membership commitment of $5 a month, that's not much. $5 a month. You can get the online magazine, Do Fall. You can receive the Rosary DVD with Father John Ricardo, doing, again, the Mysteries of the Rosary, along with great images. And you can also get, of course, our bags, the Ave Maria bags, tote bags. We also have bumper stickers. And for a gift of $20 a month, we also include Life Everlasting by Gary Janssen, a great overview of Catholic devotional life and the mysteries of spirituality for Catholics. At $30 a month, you get all that stuff, plus you get the day sponsorships. And with me, Tom Hornacek, former president of Berega Broadcasting. Do you want to explain day sponsorship?
Sure. Day sponsorship is a great way to say, I love you, thank you, happy anniversary. Maybe a salute to your local priest or maybe an event in your parish. Whatever it is, you're then the sponsor of Ave Maria Radio for that day. It's really just $1 a day, $360. And for the day sponsorship, you get 6 spots on Ave Maria Radio to promote whatever you're honoring or the event that you have coming. So it's a great way to say, you know, I love you, thank you. Another great way is just a gift of any amount. A monthly gift, a sustaining monthly gift that keeps going is a great way. Now, maybe you did sign up a year ago for a monthly gift. Maybe it's time to call us and renew your monthly gift, or maybe you can afford to increase it a bit. Right now, our goal is down. Our two-day goal for the end tomorrow is down to $118,251.
Oh,
I think it's dropping right now.
I see fingers on the board. Let me see what we've got. We seem to be stuck a bit, but it looks as though those numbers are coming down. I hope those are not fat finger errors.
No. So give us a call while we're waiting for the total to get revised. 877-288-1077.
All right, we got it.
Okay, I'd like to thank Father John in Brighton for his pledge. Thank you so much, Father John. Again, we're down to $118,215. It's dropping, but we'd love to hear from you. 877-288-1077. Again, 877-288-1077. Or go to AveMariaRadio.net. Or if you have the Ave Maria app on your phone, go to the donate button on the right-hand side, third button down on your app.
Hey, very good. You got that down.
Yeah.
Again, the monthly gifts, $5 a month, $10 a month, $15 a month. You'll get the bumper sticker, the tote bag or drawstring backpack, and this outstanding Father John Rosary DVD. It's his reflections, but also nicely chosen images. You can enter more deeply into the mysteries of the Rosary with this. At $20 a month, you not only get the bumper sticker, the tote bag, and drawstring backpack, and the Father John Rosary DVD, but you also get Gary Janssen's outstanding book, Life Everlasting, which is a very good look at Catholic devotional life. I mean, it looks over how so many different things. How lost causes can be won by meditating with St. Jude. How the Blessed Mother can be invoked for healing. Or how the Holy Spirit can assist us in important decisions. It's really the Catholic art and the Catholic mystery of devotion. So for $20 a month, we'll include Gary's book, Life Everlasting. Same thing at $25 a month. If you want to go up to $30 a month, then you've got the bumper sticker, the tote bag, the drawstring backpack, the Father John DVD on the rosary. You have Gary's book, Life Everlasting, and you got the day sponsorship. Which
what a
Tom
deal.
Yeah. So, I mean, $30 a month, that's $1 a day.
It is.
Yeah, so give us a call now at 1-877-288-1077. And I'm looking here at the numbers, and we've got, we started out at the beginning of this hour with $119,000 to go. I'm looking here. Do you have it? Was it $119,900?
I don't have the original total.
I don't either.
Maybe Mike can get us that.
Roughly $119,900. Yeah. And then now we're down to $118,200.
And I've got a, I want to make a thank you here. We got a call from Alice, and I'm not sure the town, Mater in Louisiana. Thank you so much, Alice. What? Metairie. I'm sorry, Alice. Metairie, Louisiana.
Well, that was a fierce correction.
It was.
Whew.
Alice, they were going to make it known the exact pronunciation of your town. So thank you, Alice, for your pledge. And she's doing this in memory of her brother, and she loves Father John Ricardo. So call and tell us what Ave Maria Radio has done in your life. 877-288-1077. Again, 877-288-1077, or go to AveMariaRadio.net. Again, our total for the end of the drive, we're working this down. It's down to $118,205.93. And if somebody could get that 93 cents off there, that'd be great. But give us a call, 877-288-1077. And we know you love Father John Ricardo. We'll stick around because at the top of the hour, he's going to be joining Al live to, I think, talk about rerouting. So,
yes, you're exactly right. Yeah.
So you're going to want to hear this conversation. Don't turn that dial. And I know we've got a lot of Father John fans out there, so let them know at the top of the hour you're going to hear about this program that was run at Our Lady Good Counsel, Rerouting.
Here's a funny story for you, Tom. There was a really moving story from France. It goes back 3 years, but it's still alive today. It's still being talked about. But 3 years ago, a French police officer traveled to the Basilica of Saint Anne d'Auray near the Brittany coast, and he's making a pilgrimage there to offer prayers. He wanted to meet the woman of his life, and he met her, Marielle Vandenbunder, and they celebrated their engagement in 2016 at Easter. They were married a few months later. They first got married in a secular union. They wanted more time to prepare for a truly Catholic marriage. And this is according to Father Jean-Baptiste of the Abbey of St. Mary of La Grasse in southern France. The Catholic wedding was set for June 9th of 2018, this year. So we're coming right up to it. And Father Jean-Baptiste was at their side through this whole process, so he was shepherding them through. He was also at their side, unfortunately, performing last rites hours before Palm Sunday and the start of Holy Week. What happened? His Lieutenant Colonel Beltram died shortly after a sacrificial act that caused mourning across France. French President Emmanuel Macron was blunt. He said that by giving his life to end the murderous escapade of a jihadist terrorist, he died a hero. Now, Pope Francis sent his condolences to the families of those killed. What happened is a self-proclaimed ISIS supporter had attacked a supermarket. And Beltram, again, who was a trained law enforcement official, stepped in, offered himself as a substitute for a female hostage that the gunman was using as a shield. And the 45-year-old officer entered the standoff alone, placed his cell phone, the line open, on a table. He allowed the police to listen in. After 2 hours, the officers heard gunfire, rushed inside. They killed the gunman, but the fatal blow to Beltran was a knife stab in the neck. With a lengthy interview, afterwards, Father Jean-Baptiste went much further than the Pope, linking Beltram's heroism with his own pilgrimage to Jesus. The officer, quote, knew the incredible risk he was taking. He also knew the promise of a religious marriage had been made to Marielle, who is already his wife, and who loves him tenderly. And was he allowed to take such a risk? It seems to me that only his faith can explain the madness of his sacrifice, which today is the admiration of all. He understood, as Jesus told us, that there is no greater love than to give one's life for one's friends. He knew that if his life belonged to Marielle, it also belonged to God, to France, and to his brothers in danger of death. I believe that only a Christian faith, animated by charity, could ask for this superhuman sacrifice. Unfortunately, in spite of all that was said, the French news reports focused on Beltram as a secular, not a Catholic hero. He was talked about his heroics in the Special Forces in Iraq back in 2005, where he did receive an award for bravery. He was a Republican Guard commander. He provided security at the president's home in France. He was in the French Legion of Honor. But what raised controversy was that though he was raised in a secular home, he had experienced a genuine conversion at the age of 33, entered the church after 2 years of study. He was deeply committed to following God's ways and knew that God's ways were not necessarily human ways. And of course, what he did was beautiful. What's tragic is that the French media did not feel that they could emphasize his Catholic commitment, because the general mindset is that French heroes are secular heroes. And it's hard for us to imagine this, because in the United States, this would still get reported. People would still, someone like Anderson Cooper wouldn't hesitate to, I don't think, would hesitate to say that this fellow was imitating, understood his sacrifice as an extension of his Christian commitment. But in France, it was considered bad form to bring in the religious, the spiritual dimension of this. Now, the irony here is that now the president of France, just the other day, 2 days ago, stressed the importance of a Catholic voice in the country's political debates. What I want to call you tonight is to engage, talking to Catholics. What I want to call you tonight is to engage politically in our national debate, in our European debate, because your faith is part of the commitment that this debate needs. Now, this is very un-French. I mean, modern France, anyways. So I'm not sure what's going on. So here's what I'd like to say. Pray for France. Maybe the sacrifice of Bertrand, maybe Macron's call for Catholic involvement, maybe that's a little crack in the secular armor that France has dressed itself in for over two centuries now. So
the blood of the martyrs is the seat of the church.
Yes. So maybe that's what we're seeing here. So we're again in our membership drive, and Tom, I'm engaged in that story. I didn't look at the numbers.
Sure. Okay. Right now, this is day four of the Ave Maria Radio Spring Membership Drive. We'd love to hear from you. We have five volunteers waiting right now. Lines open, five lines open, 877-288-1077. Again, that number, 877-288-1077. And I'd like to thank an online pledge from Donald in Ann Arbor. Thank you so much, Donald. Nancy from Gross Isle made an online pledge. Thank you very much. And I also got James from Westland. He's parish of St. Thomas Becket, loves Teresa Tamio and Al Cresta, has a big impact on his life listening to Ave Maria Radio. So
beautiful.
What has Ave Maria Radio done in your life? You know, call and tell us, 877-288-1077. Al, we're now down to 117,885.
Okay.
We dropped another 1,000. So
can we go under 115?
I think so.
Yeah.
We have till the top of the hour. We're at 4:49, so we got about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's get it below that 117. Can we drop it a couple thousand to 115? 877
888-288-1077. Maybe you can do the $83 a month. That would get it to $116,000. Regardless of the amount, we'd love to hear from you and have you become a member of the family here at Ave Maria Radio and partner in this work of the new evangelization. So give us a call, 877-288-1077.
You know, because I just got back from England, I've been paying special attention to what's going on in countries around in Europe. People I talked to in England said I should spend a little time, more time, focusing on what's going on in countries like here, Poland, for instance. I've got Poland in front of me right here. Here's a story. National Catholic Register covered it. It's a little bit earlier this month, about 2 weeks ago. But Poland has decided that they have a new law now banning most commercial shopping on Sunday. Now, this is worth bringing up, not because I necessarily think this could work in the United States, but it's a reminder to us that there are other ways to organize your society. You don't have to be organized strictly on secular grounds. Poland here, as bucking the prevailing trend in most secularized countries, where Sundays are becoming ever more commercialized, what they've done in Poland is provide a constructive example for the United States, where we used to have these so-called blue laws, which restricted Sunday business activities. Those have been substantially reduced here, virtually everywhere. Now you can buy whatever you want on Sunday anywhere. But I do think I bring this up not because I'm, pounding the pavement for new laws, but because I think we have to keep our imagination open here and never fall into the trap of thinking that we have an established secularism in this country. This country has extraordinary Christian influence. And if Christians at some point decided that they thought that a day of rest would serve the common good and help America flourish, it'd be an argument worth making in the public square. And we wouldn't be, quote, imposing our religion on people. We'd be simply making the case that an agreed-upon day of rest would be good. It would be good for workers. It would be good for consumers to disengage. It would be good for commercial owners and operators, for their staff. I think you could make the case. Now, I'm not ready to start a crusade on this.
Well, I got one thing I'd like to add to this.
That's right,
that
Tom,
I just got
today. You were in retail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. In retail, I'd love to close on Sunday.
Yes.
Honestly, really, because it was a day of rest.
Yes.
But this just was on the Daily Wire today. In the next few years, the fried sandwich chain Chick-fil-A will leapfrog. Now, they're closed on Sundays.
Yes.
They're going to leapfrog Taco Bell, Burger King, and Wendy's to be the third largest fast food in the country behind McDonald's and Starbucks. And they're closed on Sunday.
They remain closed on Sunday.
They remain closed on Sunday.
Wow. That is something, huh?
And they're going to be the third largest in just a couple of years.
Wow. So McDonald's is number one?
McDonald's is number one, and Starbucks is number two.
It's funny Starbucks is number two.
That was a surprise to me.
Me too. Aye, aye, aye. Well, that's, again, we have to keep in mind, sometimes we're so much a child of our own generation, secularists are often very parochial people. They don't think about the extraordinary religious enterprises that have shaped men and nations for millennia. And so that's why I want to bring this stuff up. Poland decides it wants to do this for Sunday, more power to them. I think this is great. I do think that there are exceptions that can remain. Gas stations, for instance, pharmacies. There are modifications you can make because, as Jesus said, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So you don't want to. It's for the purpose of human flourishing, not just for some abstract religious reason. It's because it is good for people made in the image and likeness of God. But anyways, this story, I'll make sure we have it posted in the Crest of Guest archives today. So I took great heart in it. Now, whether it will work or not, I don't know. Poland's been having a tough time since the collapse of Soviet communism over there. Christians rejoiced, but the coalition that withstood communism. That coalition included lots of Catholics, the Trade Union Solidarity, which had lots of Catholics, but it also had secularists, and it actually had some socialists as well who weren't communists. After the collapse of communism there, what ended up happening was they fought. The coalition broke up. Commonly, yeah, when the common enemy is gone, then all the differences in the coalition come to the surface. So that's what's happened since. And I know John Paul II, when he visited Poland after the collapse of communism, was a little distressed at some of the things he saw going on there. But it sounds as though Catholics in Poland now are trying to reaffirm the value of their faith. And again, it's important to remember, when God establishes these stipulations, the seventh day Sabbath, as the Jews would call it, or the Lord's Day, as Christians would call it, those are there because it's good for human life. It leads to abundant life. It's not just some sort of abstract rule that you're supposed to comply with. The number is 1-877-288-1077. That's 1-877-288-1077. What do we got going on here? I'm looking. It looks like that now we're stalled again.
We are. We got we got about five or six lines open right now. The volunteers are waiting to just give us a call. Our goal now for the remainder of the drive is $117,885.93. And if you can do the 93 cents, that'd be great. We want to just get that off the board.
Yeah.
So give us a call.
Yes. Let's do it.
877-288-1077. Again, that number, 877-288-1077, or go to AveMariaRadio.net, or go to your Ave Maria app on your phone, right-hand side, third button down, and click on Donate. It's that easy. You're not going to want to go away, because at the top of the hour, Al's going to be talking with Father John Ricardo from Our Lady of Good Counsel about the program Rerouting. You're not going to want to miss this conversation. So, but we need you to call now before that conversation starts.
We want to get under 115 if we can. It's right. It's very possible to do this. I was talking a minute ago about how secular thinking can really limit you because you don't realize the possibilities that life offers. I mean, think about it. If you're a thoroughgoing atheist or secularist, you've got to deny roughly 95% of human beings who believe that there is something higher than matter, right? And I'm looking here at a story from California where California legislators are considering a bill that would make it illegal for anyone to receive professional help to resolve unwanted same-sex attractions or gender confusion. This would apply to people of all ages, people of all religious and moral convictions. And it's outrageous that you should have a law which says you are limited to remaining as you are. I mean, by the way, Catholic Church doesn't teach that if you're experiencing same-sex attraction, that somehow your orientation can be changed. It says you can live a chaste life and experience abundant life doing so, but it doesn't necessarily say if you're attracted towards members of the same sex that you will necessarily experience some change. But it leaves open the possibility that God might act in a person's life, or perhaps there is some kind of counseling or therapy that can help. I've known at least a half a dozen men and women who, over a period of many years, have continued to bear witness that they once were attracted to members of the same sex, and that's no longer